Wharton Fieldhouse, the sights, and we go to public address announcer Kevin Gorgel for tonight's starting lineups for the Silver Streaks and the Moline Maroons. Well, I'm guessing maybe he forgot to turn the microphone on there. All right, we'll tell you what they are as they come out here then, Eric.
Streaks will probably go with their regular starting lineup, Jim. Rainey Sibley, and Jessica Lever, Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Sharon Diggins. This is the standard that Coach Massey's gone with most of the season. The Streaks are going to be wearing their black away jerseys. Silver Streaks and silver across the front. Numbers in white on the front and the back, and silver and white down the sides of the jerseys. And the big thing for the Streaks is going to be you can't get off to a slow start here against this Moline team. The last thing you want to do with a team that's going to be going pretty young is give them a whole lot of opportunity.
Well, and as we so often say in this particular system that the Silver Streaks run, starting lineup isn't that big a deal as it used to be when the starters would play so much of the first quarter and never come out for a lot of teams. But Moline starting to introduce their lineups now. That was the mystery coming in, and it looks like we'll...
And right away, they're going to come out with number 12. Starting off will be Morgan Girard. Number 20 is Emily Knight. She's a senior as well, so a couple seniors getting a start. Morgan Girard sporting the real short haircut, 34. Jordan De Los Reyes, the senior, 42. Becky Langford, a senior, and also number 30, Hannah Ford, the coach's daughter. So we'll see how things work out here for the Streaks, but the big thing, like I said, is going to be to try to not let Moline get any groove going on early in this game. Last game, the Streaks won't let it 17-10 after the first, 34-26 at half, 48-36 after three, and end up with the 71-52 lead. So they had a pretty strong lead the whole time.
And ready to jump center, and our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation and a certified pre-owned 2010 Nissan Maxima. Beautiful car, great drive, black in color, leather, and heated seats, and lots of power underneath that hood. So stop by and ask about that with a Galesburg Nissan. Here's Eric for the play-by-play.
Tip is bobbled around, goes to the ground, and now a scuffle between Morgan Girard. She's on top of Casey Williams. Jump ball called, which we're just going to have to re-jump it because nobody had possession at that point. The only thing, since it went right into the jump ball, realistically, I think Morgan Girard had possession first and should have gone to the Streaks. But to re-jump, Streaks get it and immediately commit an over and back and a very delayed turnover call. About 5 seconds had elapsed before they realized there was an over and back as the ball got tipped forward by Casey. Schron picked it up in the front court and then passed it into the back court to Jessica Lever. So ball right back to Moline, not the way you want to start.
Yeah, Eric, you had that one written down before the official even blew the whistle, I think, on the turnover.
And here, coming back the other way, number 34, Jordan De Los Reyes goes inside, shot knocked back out, and possession is going to be kept by Moline. They're going to rotate back inside Jordan De Los Reyes, who had never left the lane. No 3 second call. She put it up, rebounded by Morgan Girard, who put it up and no good. And now finally coming down with it for the Streaks is Sharon Diggins as the Streaks go the other way. So a lot of time in the lane there for Miss De Los Reyes.
Yeah, I hope the Streaks don't give up three shots every time down the court for Moline, or it could be a long night. We were fortunate that time they never got one down.
Now it's Streaks battling with the basketball. It's Casey Williams coming inside. That ball knocked away, and it's going to go back the other way. It's Bozakovic with the basketball. She's going to throw the ball away, and Dallas Reyes can't handle it. So quickly a turnover for each side.
Silver Streaks forced 31 turnovers Monday night against IBC, and that was very key in that win. Not that we took the greatest care of the ball, but we kept our numbers down enough and got a few more shots at the basket and were able to come out with a win.
Into the game, the freshman Lexi Daniels, who turns it over right away to Bozakovic, who goes in, and she's going to get bumped by Sabrina Clay, and Bozakovic is going to head to the free throw line.
I feel like I've seen this before when Brad Benowitz and I were in Effingham for the Galesburg Boys shootout game on Saturday. They had six turnovers before they ever took a shot. Well, we're halfway there with the girls, three turnovers on three possessions at this point.
Bozakovic, a pretty good free throw shooter on the year, 33 of 49 now as she misses the front end. Moline in their white home jersey, silver down the sides, and maroon Moline across the front with maroon numbers on both sides as well. This ball out, and it missed as well, and actually Bozakovic comes out with the rebound. She retains possession for the Maroons. She's got the ball again. She skips it across to Morgan Girard, who goes in up over Sabrina Clay, and the ball's going to go out of bounds, I believe, off Sabrina Clay. Yeah, and it's going to stay with the Maroons. So Girard, another missed shot. So we still have no score, and the Streaks have not shown an ability to get a defensive rebound.
Yeah, Moline missing some great opportunities here with the turnovers and missed shots, and now a steal on this end as the Streaks come away with it.
Yeah, 42 with the basketball. It was Becky Langford who went up, and Sabrina Clay comes away with the steal, stripping her as she went up. And then when Sabrina went to pass it over to Jessica Lieber, the ball got kicked out of bounds.
Now, the Maroons have struggled in scoring in recent weeks. Last week against East Moline, it was 11-all at halftime, and they shot, what, 18%, I think, for the game in that one.
Jessica Lieber with the three from the wing. Good!
There's the old steady for the Silver Streaks. Thank goodness for Jessica and that three ball.
She comes into the game averaging 18.6 a game, so a good start for Jessica. Now back the other way. Bozakovic hits the floor, no foul call, but we are going to get a jump ball, and this ball should remain with Moline.
Good job by Danny Teal to tie her up. Danny was actually sliding by in front of her, and Danny reached her right hand around. She wasn't even facing the player on the court, but was doing anything she could to get the hand on the ball, and the official looks like they gave it to us on the alternating possession.
Well, that's kind of interesting considering we won the tip and committed backcourt violation. We committed backcourt violation there and no calls. So the Streaks getting away with some lucky breaks so far, and the ball rotated around. Sharon's going to bring it in on the right side. She's cut off by Bozakovic. Now stutter step fire to Haley for three. Top the key. Short. Rebound inside by Chloe Anderson. Shot up, but it's going to be waved off. But a good offensive rebound by Chloe Anderson inside.
Well, and as so often is the case, Jessica Lieber is the X factor in this game because you've got two teams that are really struggling shooting the ball here of late. But Lieber, of course, is the one that can give you those 3-point shots, and that breaks the game open in a hurry. Hopefully we'll get some other contributions from the perimeter tonight.
Well, the Streaks are going to need it to beat this Western Big Six foe. And Sharon's got the ball, far side corner. Now it's going to rotate it out. Now she's got it again atop the key. Three up, and that one's long. Ball comes down to Girard. That's her second rebound of the game. Back the other way. Here comes Bozakovic. Bozakovic has the ball tipped away from behind. Picking up the steal is Haley Kelso, but she turns it right back over. And now Paul inside and Chloe with the steal this time. So the Streaks are going to get the ball right back. And we're going to get a push call. And this one's going to go against Morgan Girard. That's her second, team second.
Silver Streaks 5:21 to go with that 3-0 lead. We may be headed into another one of those low-scoring affairs that have been epidemic in the Western Big Six in games that Rock Island's not involved in.
Well, 11-11 would be a low-scoring first quarter for the Streaks.
Yeah, let alone a first half.
Yeah. Jessica all the way inside. Nice move. Gets around everyone. Puts a shot up, but no good. This ball's going to go out of bounds and somehow off the Streaks as Bozakovic laid out for it and knocked the ball out of bounds. But anyway, this one's going to go back to Moline. Streaks set up in their full court press. Danny Teal on the basketball. Moline brings everybody in. Bozakovic now to Langford. Langford's going to bring the ball up the floor. Right hand dribble on the left side of the floor. Now Jessica Lieber with the steal, and she's going to bring it the other way. Shot up and good for Danny Teal. Nice pass, nice finish.
Good job by Danny to go to the left hand that time. If it's the right hand, it probably gets blocked. Heck of a finish.
Well, this ball thrown over the top, and Girard's going to lay it in easily, and that's the first two of the game for Moline. 5-2 Streaks, and now we're going to get a push in the backcourt by Emily Knight. So the seniors now not showing very well as Morgan Girard and Emily Knight in two of the last three possessions commit costly fouls deep in the backcourt. Three fouls now on Moline, and Streaks on their way to getting into the bonus.
Moline with six turnovers already, too, in this first quarter. Again, I think they'll look back if they don't win this game and see the opportunities they had. The Silver Streaks gave them multiple shots on several trips and also had all those turnovers early, but the Silver Streaks hoping to settle in now and get some offense going.
Sabrina Clay with the pivot tried to throw that one over to Sharon Diggins, but the ball got knocked away. Coach Ford lobbying for the fact that Sabrina Clay switched her pivot foot, which she might have gotten away with one.
All the second team in now, the Chicago Bulls used to call it the bench mob. That was a very affectionate term that they used last year because they played so well coming in off the bench.
Yeah, for the Streaks, though, everybody plays pretty much the same amount of minutes.
Yeah, you can't call it that here.
And the ball's rotated around. Haley Kelso, top the key. Now we're going to take it to the left side of the floor. Now to Chloe back up top. Hannah Smith's going to reset things up. Morgan Girard on her. Casey Williams with the basketball. Now to Chloe. Chloe to Hannah on the right near side wing. She's going to dribble it back out, get to Elsa Manchuri. Streaks swing it around to Haley Kelso. Back up top. Hannah Smith dribbling with Girard on her. Still looking. Now trapped up by Gerard. Now gets it off to Allison Manjuri, to Casey Williams, to Haley Kelso. Far side of the floor. She's just going to hold as De Los Reyes lays off for her. Haley Kelso with the ball back after Hannah Smith had for a touch. Allison Manjuri near side wing with the count going.
Moline with that matchup zone making it very difficult for the Silver Streaks, who are showing good patience to try and get the shot they want.
Casey Williams, three up and off to the left. This ball comes down, and it's going to be pricked up by Bozakovic. First second rebound of the game, and now we're going to get a foul. I think this one's going to go against Allison Manjuri. It is second foul of the game against the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, Maroons, as they always do under Coach Steve Ford, playing terrific defense that time, and really forced us, I think, even a longer shot than maybe we wanted. We were a good step or two behind the three-point arc.
Well, I think you'd like to see Casey try to take that one inside. Ball's pass up. De Los Reyes now with Jessica on her. She's going to bring it all the way in with the left-hand dribble. Drops it off in the lane. Now back around to Bozakovic. Back inside now to Ford. Ford kicks it out to Gerard for three. Up and count it.
So the Maroons have hit their last two shots after missing their first four.
Ball goes inside to Danny Teal. She's now going to kick it out to Sharon. Sharon's going to dribble right side baseline. Picks up her dribble. Has the count started. Gets it to Sabrina. Top the key. Now to Jessica. Bounce the left-handed dribble with Hannah Ford all over. Now she's going to look for Rainey. Rainey kicks it out to Sabrina. Now to Sharon. Sharon got the right side of the floor. Stutter step. Tries to get by Bozakovic. No good. Gives it to Rainey. Rainey will go all the way in. Gets hit. No call. Sabrina Clay down with the rebound. Up and good.
Good thing Sabrina was there. Haley just a little out of control when she let that shot go off, but Sabrina right there, put it right back up off the glass from the middle of the paint.
Back the other way, Emily Knight, coast to coast, up with the right-handed layup, and she's going to get her first two of the game. It's 7-7. Back the other way, Sharon up, gets bumped, no call, but this rebound comes down to Rainey. Rainey looks like she turned her ankle, and now she's, oh, this is going to be an interesting call as Rainey went down. They're going to give the ball back to Streaks, even though Morgan Gerard had taken it away from her while Rainey was down in pain.
Yeah, Coach Steve
Oh, no,
Ford
I take that back. She wasn't in pain. She her foot, her shoe came off.
Oh, I don't know. She didn't call a timeout.
No, and Streaks are getting a lucky break here.
Yeah. Coach Steve Ford of Moline is really giving it to the officials.
Well, now the fans have caught on, too, and they're really laying in. Casey Williams basketball, top the key off the inbound. Goes all the way in, and she's going to travel.
Makeup call. I mean, she may or may not have, but I think they knew they'd mess that up, and Steve Ford was breathing down their backs.
Coach Massey not happy with Casey Williams, giving her a little instruction now. Streaks playing the three-quarter court press. Coach Ford telling De Los Reyes to push up. She does to Bozakovic. Now Gerard's got it near side wing, or corner, excuse me. Kick it around, and now top the key, Ford, down low to De Los Reyes, shot up, and rebound comes down. Chloe's fighting for it, still fighting for it. And we're going to get a jump ball call. I don't know that two people had the ball at the same time there. They called that one a little early.
Yeah, sometimes the thumbs go up very quickly, especially I've noticed more so in the girls' game than the boys' game. I think they just assume it's going to be tied up. And so quickly, Moline gets it under their own basket after the alternating possession.
Pass ahead. Jessica Lieber jumps up, tips it, but De Los Reyes comes down with it. Short jumper up, and that one's good. And now first lead of the game for the Moline Maroons, 9-7. Jessica's going to take it all the way down the lane. Puts it up, and the shot was blocked by Gerard, and it's going to go out of bounds, and the Streaks are going to retain possession.
Jessica went to the floor, as she often does, crashing in there. No call that time, though. And I think they're giving it to Moline.
Oh, well, they changed the call then, because the baseline official originally signaled that one to the Streaks. Now coming back the other way is Moline. Bozakovic has the ball right in front of the scores table, and now Coach Massey just realized that they gave the ball to Moline. Gerard's three up. This one's air balled. Sammy Thompson comes down with the rebound, and you want to talk about makeup calls? I think we just got one.
Yeah, it was a delayed makeup call. Yeah, Evan's still giving it to him.
Well, he doesn't understand. The ball was, and I think rightfully so, the ball was signaled to the Streaks, and then the Streaks didn't get the basketball. So that's what they're talking about right now. I think you're too far along now. How are you going to go back and correct this?
Yeah, well, and it's our ball now anyway,
right,
after the miss, so you can't go back and say, well, no shot, and erase the stat. I think, you know, they didn't score, so no harm done. We bring it up the court, I think, is the only way you can do that.
I think so, too. I think you just say, okay, we're just going to go. But now they're still talking about it. And the Streaks are going to get the ball underneath the basket. So I don't know.
So, do you not? I guess we don't count the shot attempt on this end?
I,
I don't think I've ever seen that before. I've never had to erase a statistic for a play that happened on a previous possession. Interesting.
Well, and on top of it, there was time that came off the clock, too. So I think that's what the scorekeepers are discussing right now with the officials. How do you correct that?
Yeah. Yeah, you've had an entire possession.
Well, everybody's got their erasers out now, so I think there's...
Well, and it's really... I'm glad this isn't the fourth quarter of a two-point game with 2 minutes left. I mean, it's 1:32 to go first quarter. I think everybody here is just like, man, go ahead and play it. Let's get on with things.
Yeah.
But from the, you know, the scorebook standpoint, he's got to have a clarification officially to know just how to address that.
Well, now they're still discussing this. There's no time being put on the clock. They're going to wipe out the foul that was called. Streaks get the ball inbounded. Sammy Thompson with it now to Sharon Diggins. Sharon to Sabrina. Haley Kelso's got it far side wing. She's looking inside. Now going to flip it over to Sammy Thompson, who's going to dribble a couple times. Now go down into the corner to Sharon Diggins. Now Danny Teal, middle of the lane, puts up the shot and good.
Wait, Danny.
Danny's really getting that floater to go. 9-9 now. And I don't remember who the foul was called on that they wanted to wipe out, but it was wiped out. Morgan Girard all the way inside. Nobody stops her, and she's going to get two.
Yeah, our defense has had a couple of real letdowns in this first quarter. People going coast to coast right down the lane.
So 9-11, now the shot up and rebounded by Girard.
Yeah, Danny couldn't quite get that one down. She went with a little jump hook just beside the basket, came up just short.
De Los Reyes down the other way, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound comes down, tied up between Sabrina Clay and Morgan Girard. This one should be going back to the streaks, but...
Who knows?
Yeah. De Los Reyes with 2 points so far in this first quarter. 11-9 streaks. Majority of the scoring done by Morgan Girard. He's got 7 so far in this one.
Varsity so far doing much better, though, than the sophomores. We got here, and they were behind 25-4 in the first quarter, and they actually got a little bit more going offensively, but still got blown out.
Yeah, 68-38. Three up by Jess. That one's short off the front of the rim, rebounded by Ford. And now Sharon Diggins with the steal. Streaks work the ball. Rainey now back to Jessica. Jessica's going to look to dribble the right side, spin move into the lane, flips it up, and gets called for the travel. So I think that if you were going to call the travel, it would have been on the spin move. It wasn't called until after she put the shot in the air.
Maybe that was a makeup call, too.
Streaks in the full court press. Moline has nobody going deep. Ball inbound to Ford. Now back to Knight. Knight's going to bring it up. Right-hand dribble, now left-hand dribble. Chloe's ball hawking her the whole way up the floor. Now up to the top of the key. 8 seconds left. 7-6. 5 on the clock, inside to Ford. She's tripped up, and we're going to get a foul call with 4 seconds left to go. Streaks are trailing 11-9.
Coach Evan Massey rolling his arms as if to say traveling might have been the better call, at least in his eyes there.
And you might have been able to call 3 seconds as well because she was in the lane for a long time.
We like our spot here in Moline because we're just behind both of the benches, so you really get the feel for everything that the coaches are doing as well.
Ball inbound to Girard. She looks. Now she's going to kick it over. Shot up and no good. And rebound. Ashley Lewis missed that shot. Casey Williams comes down with the rebound. And after one quarter of play, Streaks trail 11-9. We're headed to the second. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision. Out of collision.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
Hi, this is Chris LeGros from WGIL. Put on your trivia cap for the United Way Trivia Night at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Saturday the 12th. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. with 8-person teams contributing $160 to United Way of Knox County. Find more info on our calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
The Silver Streaks boys basketball team looks to go 3-1 in the Western Big Six Conference as they host East Moline tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast from John Field Gym at 7:10 tomorrow here on WGIL.
Well, right out of the break, Bozakovic puts up a shot, and it goes out of bounds off the Streaks, though. Ashley Luce is shot up and blocked by Casey. Now the rebound came down to Bozakovic, and Casey sent that one packing as well. And the ball goes off the Maroons, and the Streaks will get it back.
A little highlight film blocks there for Casey Williams, two in a row. She was very aggressive and got all ball. That was fun to watch.
Now Lieber brings it back up for the Streaks to Chloe Anderson. Now to Casey. Streaks swing it around. Lieber's got it. Gerard playing off of her. Sharon now three from the near side wing up, and that one's going to be short. Bounces out, and then we're going to get a touch foul against Chloe as Bozakovic came down with the rebound.
I was ready to mark that down as a make. I thought Sharon had that one. It was just a little off the back iron. And so the Silver Streaks continue to struggle. They were just 4 of 13 shooting in the first quarter. Just a 1-3 by Jessica. Moline 5 of 12.
Long pass on the floor. Gerard comes up with it, and she's going to get pushed in the back. I think this one is going to go against Casey, and it's a case of Casey just being in the wrong spot at the wrong time, because it was a 50-50 ball just thrown over the top. Streaks were sprinting down the floor for it.
They gave it to Jessica.
They did, and Jessica wasn't even down there. I don't know how it was Sharon, Casey, and Rainey down there. Jessica was still up the floor. This ball's inbounded. Lewis for two. That shot, no good. Rebounded by Sharon Diggins. Streaks are going to bring it back the other way. They get it up to Rainey. Rainey to Casey, now to Jessica. She thinks about a long three. She shuffled the feet, no call. Casey's three up, and that one bounces out, but Chloe pulls down a strong rebound. She goes up over De Los Reyes. That shot, no good, and Gerard with the rebound. So a good rebound by Chloe goes for naught. Now back the other way. It's Emily Knight with the basketball. She gives it to Bozakovic. Rotate around to Gerard. Now to De Los Reyes. Short jumper up and good. That was about a 15-foot jumper. And 13-9 is the lead now for Moline.
Yeah, that's perfect range for De Los Reyes with that little shot that she has. And if you don't get out there on her, she's got a nice delivery. She'll hit a lot of those.
Sharon shot up. No good. Another rebound for Chloe. Chloe puts it up again. No good. And this one's going to come down to Emily Knight. So back the other way. Knight's shot up. No good. And this one's going to come down to Casey. Both teams pushing the tempo. Neither team able to draw much rim. Now Chloe up in the breakaway. No good. Chloe's second shot up. And that one falls through. And a foul.
Well, as it worked out, it's best the second one went through because you get a free throw now because of it. But the Streaks had been 0 of 6 from the field in the second quarter before that. So they were sitting at 4 of 19. And we're really going through a tough shooting stretch, right? If it hadn't been for Jessica hitting some of those threes the other night against IVC, I'm not sure where we would have been in that game.
No, you're 100% right. It's just the Streaks just can't seem to get the ball to fall. And Chloe had a couple right at point-blank range there and couldn't get them to go in, unfortunately, for the Streaks. But now Chloe's going to go to the line with a chance to make it a three-point play. Whoa, way off. I don't even think she hit rim, but they're not going to call it. So Gerard comes out with the rebound, and back the other way, here comes Moline. Emily Knight to Bozakovic. She's going to draw it near side baseline, throws it to no one, and it supposedly went off the Streaks.
You know, we talked about our shooting struggles. A week ago tonight when we played Alleman, we had a terrific game. Everybody got into the flow. We hit, had the three ridiculous and 74 points, I think, in that one. But Monday night struggled, and tonight here again, just not able to get a lot of shots down.
Ball. Dealing with it is Ashley Lewis up top. She's trapped up, and Emily Knight goes inside to Ford. She drops it down to De Los Reyes. Shot up, no good. But we're going to get a foul on Sabrina Clay, and that'll be her second of the game.
And as we were talking the other day, Sabrina, probably a good thing she doesn't play a full game, because she wouldn't be out there a full game. She's still got that reaching going on, so she's always going to be prone to pick up some fouls.
Yeah, and a tough situation right there for her. That ball was dropped down. She rotated on the defense, and De Los Reyes went in to her to draw the contact, but it still counts as a foul against Sabrina because Sabrina let her bumper. 14-11 on the made free throw, now 15-11. Yeah. We have 6:04 left to go in the second. Sorry.
If Sabrina feels her way around, though, just a sophomore, she's got the chance to be a really, really good player before her varsity days are all done.
Yeah, she put up 15 in the opener. Long three from Jessica, and nothing but net.
How do you defend that?
That was Jessica Howard range right there. 15-14. Streaks trail by just one now. Back the other way, Ashley Lewis. Right-hand dribble, left side of the floor. Now inside to Ford. She's going to kick it out to Knight. Knight to Lewis. Rotate around De Los Reyes. 12-footer, good.
Again, she'll knock those down all night, all over the court if she gets 10-foot jumpers.
That ball knocked away as the Streaks tried to push it up to Elson Mangieri. Elson grimacing a little bit. I don't know if she was upset about the pass or if she injured herself coming down the floor.
You know, it's interesting when De Los Reyes hit that shot short baseline. That's a really tough shot for guys because it takes so much finesse. I know a lot of guys that can't hit it because it's too close to the basket, but you can't use the backboard.
Exactly.
But for the girls, it's just about right for their range, and you'll see them hit a higher percentage of those than you will the boys.
Streaks need to attack. Girard ran all the way into the backcourt trying to get a steal, and the Streaks had a 5-on-4 and just kind of worked outside. Now Casey goes inside and gets a short jumper, 17-16. And stepping on the sidelines is going to be Ashley Lewis, the junior. She turns it over right back to Streaks. How many turnovers now on Moline?
Well, that was the first one in the second quarter, 7 in the first quarter. So not a bad total of 8. Coach Ford telling us that they spent a lot of time this week working against that pressure because he knows that's Galesburg's strength, is to force you into a lot of mistakes. And so I'm guessing Moline probably played against 6 or 7 people. That's the best way to try and get the thing up the court in practice.
Yeah, I'm surprised that more teams don't do the high pressure because a lot of poor ball handlers we've seen this year. Casey Williams, 3 up long. Girard comes down with the rebound. That's her 4th. Back the other way. Lewis bumps into Casey. No call one way or the other. It looked like a charge, but Chloe will come down with the rebound. Back the other way. It's Chloe having herself a good day with the board. So far, 5 in the game. Casey's going to come down. She's going to kick it over. This ball to Sharon. Now back to Sammy Thompson. Now to Sharon. Sharon surveys. Now Streaks rotated around. Kelso's got it on the far side with Lewis on her. Casey Williams falls down. Sammy makes the catch behind her, though, thankfully for the Streaks. Sharon, quarter 3, up and bounces up. No. De Los Reyes comes down with her 4th rebound. Back the other way, it's Lewis. She's going to look to drop this one inside to Girard. Girard tippy-toes the baseline, but is able to save it and keep it in bounds. Girard, another 3. This one up, and this one's good.
Girard's getting some things done offensively for the Maroons, who have themselves a 4-point lead.
Ball tipped away now. And back the other way is Ford. She puts a shot up. That one's no good. Ball comes down. And Bozakovic gets the rebound. She kicks it over to Lewis, who gets a shot up and in.
Things not going well for the Silver Streaks now. And Evan Massey, seeing that, says, let's talk about it. Takes a timeout.
Yeah, probably a good timeout here by Coach Massey. Just a 30-second. He just wants to get the troops in line here. 22-16. 3:33 left to go in the half. Streaks trail by 6. And it really... not a terrible game so far for the Streaks. They just can't hit shots, Jim.
Yeah, and defensively, we've given up some easy paint a few times and haven't gotten out in close range jumpers. And Moline's starting to take advantage of that. So certainly, the way we play, 6 points isn't a real big deficit. But you'd love to see somebody else step forward and make some perimeter shots. And, you know, Sharon really hasn't had the touch here the last couple of games. Hopefully, she hasn't been too far off over here in the right corner, but she's missed a couple of shots. We'd love to see somebody get on track from the perimeter outside of Jessica.
Jessica has the basketball, dribbling left hand. Gets
Rainey?
It over Rainey. Long, and this one's going to go out of bounds, and the Streaks are going to keep it. The officials pointed the opposite directions, but the baseline official gives it back to the Streaks. I think that was a poor call, but he's defending it to Coach Ford anyway.
You know, Coach Ford was so quiet when I talked to him, but he's not always quiet. Ask
no.
the officials.
No. Jessica Lieber, near side wing. She's going to dribble with the left hand, bringing it back up to the top of the key. Danny Teal with the basketball now back to Jessica. She looks inside to Sabrina Clay. Girard cuts that off. Now Sharon with a long 3.
That's what we need, Sharon.
Sharon finally breaks the cold spell. She was 0-6 before that. 22-19 now. 3:05 left to go. Nice play by Jessica Lieber. Hits the floor while sliding. Knocks the ball away and out of bounds.
Well, and obviously, Eric, you've seen a lot of the Streaks over the years. Sharon's always been a little streaky, hasn't she?
Oh, yeah. By far one of the streakiest Streaks that we've seen. I mean, she really fits the moniker well. Now, Danny Teal bumping Bozakovic. Now, Sharon with the steal. Right-hand dribble. Layup. Bozakovic lays off, and Sharon leaves it short, and Bozakovic comes out with another rebound. That's one that Sharon would love to have back because Bozakovic didn't even try to play defense against her.
Yeah, and she did all the hard work, making the steal at half court, taking it all the way in, but just felt a little pressure from the backside and missed it.
And Rainey gets called for the foul.
New 5 coming in for the Streaks, but back in it at 22-19. You'd love to see that transition basket.
Moline in the bonus now. That'll send Bozakovic to the free throw stripe. Bozakovic, again, missed 2 free throws earlier. She's a 66% free throw shooter on the season. First one up, and that one's long. Rebound fought for, and the Streaks are going to come up with it. It's Casey Williams. A nice shot by Casey, saving the Streaks there. Bozakovic is 0-for-3 from the stripe now. Hannah Smith handles the basketball top the key. She's got Ford on her. Now rotated around, still in this matchup zone, it looks like. Yes, Hannah Smith, top the key, dribbles with the left. Now gets over to Haley Kelso. She's got a right-hand dribble. She's looking for someone to dish it to. She just kind of puts it out there and turns it over. Delos Reyes comes up with it.
You got to be more aggressive on offense. We were very passive that time.
And Haley Kelso with the steal gets it right back, puts a left-hand layup up. Too strong, rebounded by Hannah Smith. She goes too strong, and Bozakovic, who else, comes out with another rebound. That's her sixth.
Really sloppy play there. We generated the turnover but missed two shots badly, and then Moline with the rebound, the foul by the Silver Streaks, who are probably fortunate to be within three the way they played here.
Yeah, you're right, because you got to hit the bunnies. That's two times in a row we've seen the Streaks come down and miss open layups. Well, mildly contested open layups. Bozakovic, though, back to the free throw stripe. First one up, and she finally finds one, and she's 1-for-4 now. And it's 23-19, Streaks by 4, 2:12 left to go in the half. Second one up, and that one, nothing but net. She looks like she's been hitting them all night with the form on those two. Hannah Smith the basketball. She's going to dribble inside the M for Moline. To Casey, now to Chloe. Chloe to Hannah. Hannah looks inside to Casey. She's not open. Part of the problem is the Streak cutters keep cutting behind the defense on the baseline, and that's not going to open anybody up. Elsa Mandry with the basketball. She gives it to Hannah, and now we're going to... Oh! A poor charge call as Emily Knight created contact with Hannah Smith and then just kind of fell backwards.
Nice turnover by the Streaks.
We're going to get a turnover by the Streaks and a foul on Hannah Smith. That's her first of the game.
Yeah, good job defensively for Moline to make it look a little worse than maybe it was.
Delos Reyes with the basketball, tipped away by Jessica Lieber. Good quick hands right there. She knocked it away as Delos Reyes tried to speed past her. Coach Ford calling for play number 4. Let's see what this one is. Well, it just goes right into Gerard. Now to Delos Reyes. Sloppy pass, and the ball hits the floor. Danny Teal tied up Delos Reyes for a second, but not long enough. Blazikovic drops inside to Hannah Ford, and the ball was blocked by Sabrina Clay, who then comes down with the rebound, and she's fouled.
Well, you know, Ford missing that shot inside, and no one more frustrated than her father, Coach Steve Ford, over on the bench here. Really wanted to see that one go down. It's everything they wanted on that offensive set, but just didn't finish. And we've seen both teams have those opportunities and miss quite a few bunnies in the first half.
You know, they gave the Streaks a team foul for that charge, which they shouldn't have. The ball goes inside now. Shot up by Danny Teal. That one rolls off, and Delos Reyes comes down with the rebound.
Danny's got the ability to get rid of the ball real quick. She'll get some shot opportunities.
That ball bobbled around, now goes into Gerard. She's going to make the easy layup as that one came around the top from Delos Reyes, 26-19. Three up for Sharon, and she nails it for second of the game.
Good time for Sharon to start feeling the range. A big 6 points she's contributed here late in the second quarter.
26-22, ball tipped away and out of bounds by Jessica. Oh, they're going to say it went off Hannah Ford. So the Streaks are going to get the ball back.
Turnover number 11 on the Maroons. Just under a minute to go in the first half. And the Silver Streaks trying to climb a little closer here before they go to the locker room.
26-22, Moline leads. Haley Kelso to inbounds. This one's going to come to Jessica Lieber. She handles the ball at the right hand, coming through the M in the middle of the floor. Now going all the way around the right side, puts the shot up over Gerard. No good, but rebound by Chloe, and Chloe just gets it taken from her by Morgan Gerard. Chloe's got to be stronger with the basketball on the inside. Back the other way now. Ball goes inside to Hannah Ford. She's still in the lane. Hannah Ford finally comes out of the lane, gets the ball back now to Gerard. Emily Knight with the basketball. She's going to drop it down. Good job by Casey Williams to get that foot out there to kick it away because Delos Reyes was open on the weak side as Haley Kelso was just a smidge late on her rotation.
And it so often happens with the ball handler, though. If you look at your target for too long, somebody's going to stick a hand or foot in there, and that's what happened that time to Emily Knight as she tried to bounce it across the lane.
Rex Grossman disease. Haley Delos Reyes puts that one up, and that one's going to be good, and it's 28-22 now. Delos Reyes coming alive. Three up for Casey Williams after the crowd wanted to travel on Jessica. No call, though, and Delos Reyes comes down with the rebound.
Moline will get one more chance before the end of the half.
And it's into Hannah Ford, and that one's blocked by Casey Williams, and she's got her third. She comes out with the rebound. Ball up to Sharon for three. Long. Ball tipped around, and finally brought down as its clock's going to run out as Emily Knight finally comes down with it. And the Streaks go to the locker room down 28-22. Not a good first half for the Streaks shooting the basketball, but we'll tell you more about that at halftime. Right now, Streaks trail 28-22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Well, it's halftime. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball. And the Moline band is in here playing Fireworks song by Kate Perry and Eric Gibson. We could use a little offensive fireworks. We've got 22 points, but just 9 of 32 from the field there in that first half, and we've just got to get a little better production.
No, you know, the big thing is you just got to start hitting shots. I mean, that's the issue the Streaks are having right now, because when they're not hitting shots, they're not able to set up their press, and that's going to cause you all kinds of problems, because the Streaks rely on that pressure, and they also rely on offensive rebounds, and we haven't seen them convert very much from inside either, and that's going to be an issue. I had them at 5 of 21 from inside the arc, and you know, when you're shooting 20%, that's not, or 25%, that's not going to get you very far.
Well, let's take a look at the halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. First of all, for the Galesburg Silver Streaks as a team, 9 of 32, as we mentioned, for the field, that 28% mark. And let's see, 4 three-pointers. Just our first shot, Jessica Lieber hit a long three. She also had another one later, and I believe Sharon Diggins added the other two. So the Streaks, not a whole lot outside of that on offense. A couple of Danny Teal shots, and that's about it. Offensive rebounds, 5 for Galesburg, defensive 11. So 16 boards total in the first half to Moline's 22 rebounds. Moline has been tough on the defensive boards. Turnovers, just one more for the Maroons and the Streaks, 11 for Moline, 10 for Galesburg. And the Moline shooting stats, if you're wondering, 39%. They're 11 of 28. But, Eric, I think a lot of that is the fact they've had a lot of really uncontested looks right under the basket or within about 5 or 6 feet range out there. So you're going to make a higher percentage of those.
Yeah, and you know, the other thing is it's the issue with the Streaks not stopping those offensive rebounds. A lot of times when you get into that situation, you're just tempting them to put up big shots, and you're also prolonging their possessions, which allows them then to get that second shot that maybe is a little bit better. And you know, I talked about the thing that was going to be the big issue for the Streaks was the adjustments Coach Ford is making. The big adjustment that the Streaks are seeing right now is essentially Bozakovic or whoever's handling the basketball is going to dribble into the lane, stop at the free throw line. She's going to then look to the weak side first. If that's not open, then she's going to kick it out to the wing, and they're going to rotate it around to get it eventually to that weak side, and that's where the streaks are slow recovering. And that's essentially a little bit different than what we've seen from Coach Ford in the past. Usually he sets up a high post there, and that high post is the one that's dumping the basketball down. But in this situation, it's just that player who's dribbling in and collapsing the streaks defense. They have to be a little bit more disciplined to sit back and know that that pass is coming, because if you don't steal that first pass, then you're in a load of trouble because the streaks defense gets all out of whack.
Eric, how about the individual scoring? It probably didn't take too long to total. I think it's fairly spread out.
Yeah, Jessica Lieber leads the streaks with 6 points, as well as Sharon Diggins. They both have hit 2 threes, and that's pretty much the majority of the streaks points right there. Danny Teals hit a couple from inside, so she's got 4, and Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, and Haley Kelso all with 2. Streaks only had 1 free throw in the first half, and that's not going to get the job done either. On the other side of things, Moline led in scoring by Morgan Girard. She's got 12 points, 10 for Delos Reyes, 2 points apiece for Bozakovic, Ashley Lewis, and Emily Knight. The Moline Maroons are led in rebounding by 6 for Bozakovic and 6 for Delos Reyes, as they've done just about a bulk of the rebounding for them. The streak's big contributor outside of scoring is Casey Williams. She's got 3 blocks in the game and 5 rebounds.
All right, the halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We'll take a timeout, see if we can find any other Western Big Six girls scores in the other games going on. One of them here in town with East Moline playing host, and I think actually the 2 Rock Island teams, Ottoman and Rocky,
yep,
playing tonight as well.
That is correct.
We'll tell you what's going on there with those scores as we continue with the halftime report. Gelsberg trails 28-22 at the break at Wharton Fieldhouse. You're listening to Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Hey, guys. Talk to me. How did it go?
Oh, amazing.
Really? They bought it?
No.
The client hated it. But they brought McDonald's breakfast to the meeting. Mm-hmm. I had a sausage McMuffin with egg. Mary had the oatmeal.
Oh, so good.
Seriously, the one time I couldn't make it.
I know, right?
Brighten your morning perspective with the hot and savory goodness of McDonald's sausage, gravy, and biscuit. It's only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Only at McDonald's. Participation may vary.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Gelsberg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
You could win cash just by wearing the WGIL button. Pick up yours today at one of our participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Halftime, Gelsberg Silver Streaks trailing 28-22 to the Moline Maroons at Wharton Fieldhouse. Jim Lee along with Eric Gibson. And before we get started in the second half, wanted to see what else is going on around the Western Big Six. The halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance. And Eric, what are you finding around the league?
Well, late start in UT, but UT has a 5-4 lead on Quincy, and after one quarter, Rock Island and Allman both tied at 15 apiece. So it'd be not an unforeseen thing if Allman pulled off that upset, but it would probably be pretty surprising, as Allman obviously the only winless team, in the Western Big Six. But Coach Massey said after the last conference game we had that he wouldn't be surprised if they came up with some big W's because they've lost a lot of close games.
And they've got one or two of their players yet to come back, and when they do, you look at them 0-5 and Rocky 5-0 in the conference, and you might think, well, they have no chance. But we saw Alleman's got some potential, and they're giving Rock Island a go at least through one quarter there. We are at halftime and against Silver Streaks girls basketball tonight, and we've got a doubleheader to bring you on Saturday. Breakfast with the Silver Streaks, I guess we can call it. 9 o'clock start, 8:40 our pregame from John Thiel Gym on Saturday. The Streaks will take on Peoria Central, and that one could prove difficult, but probably not nearly as hard as the late one. 7:30 game then Saturday night against Champaign Centennial, I think the ranked number 3 in the state right now, Eric.
Yeah, and that Centennial team is tough. The Streaks won it on a last-second basket last year. If you want to talk about exciting games, that's about as exciting as it came, because it was a battle the whole game. The Streaks were able to come out with a 2-point victory, just back and forth affair the whole time. That one was over at Knox last year, so it'll be a little different at Thiel. So let's see what happens there. But the big thing, I think, for the Streaks in that one is going to have to be that they're going to have to shoot way better than they are tonight.
That's for sure. So Streaks trailing by 6 as the players are on the court. We open the second half and turn things back over to Eric Gibson for the play-by-play.
First pass was knocked away, back out of bounds. Streaks are going to get it back, though. And Lieber's first shot up, and that one's blocked by Gerard. Rebound to Sharon. She tried to pass it out. Gerard knocked that one back to her and should have gotten the assist, as Sharon was able to put that in after that ball tipped right back to her.
You assisted yourself, huh?
Yeah. Ball's thrown over the top to Gerard. Now Sharon and Gerard on the run for it. And now Rainey showing the speed. She gets back, and Jessica Lieber's going to come up with her second steal of the game, and she's going to slow the tempo just a second here.
Love to see Gelsberg hit a couple of shots here, because Moline's playing with a lot of confidence. Lieber hits a long three, and we are within one.
Good job right there out of the break. The Streaks have cut it to 128-27 after back-to-back baskets by the Streaks. Now back the other way. Bozakovic to Knight. Knight on the near side. That ball tipped away and stolen by Chloe Anderson. So the Streaks back the other way. Jessica Lieber with the basketball again. She's going to shoot another three. Another one's good.
How quickly a lead could waste away.
Wow.
Just got Steve Ford. Moline takes a 30-second timeout. He looks at the rafters and thinks, wow.
Yeah, it's Jessica Lieber just decided she was going to come down and put it up. She's feeling it right now. She's got three three-pointers and four shots from distance.
We've put up 8 points to take the lead here in just a little over a minute in this third quarter. And, you know, I was going to say, you might have heard at the halftime, the Moline girls all run right by us to their locker room right behind us here on court level, and they were excited. They were really, and when they came back out of the locker room, had a lot of spring in their step, they were going to pull the upset. But Streaks right here in a minute have said, nah, not so fast.
Yeah, as that was also the Shea Boo three-pointer, my favorite three-pointer of the game. This ball dribbled in, now kicked back out by Bozakovic. The ball tipped but regained by the Moline Maroons. Gerard's going to put up a three. And we're going to get, a three-second call.
Don't see that one very often.
No, De Los Reyes and Ford have been camping in there. They've had tents and everything, and we have not had a call. Now, right away, before the Gerard three could get off, it missed anyway.
Sometimes that comes from a coach planting
Sometimes.
A seed.
And, you know, Coach Massey's not afraid to talk to officials.
Sure, just might have said, you know, just kind of keep an eye on that.
Three up by Jessica. This one's going to be off the side rim and tipped out. Now Danny Teal comes down with it, and she's going to chuck it back into the backcourt. Luckily, Jess comes down with it. Now she's going all the way inside. Finger roll up and falls short, and we're going to get a foul called against Danny Teal, as she was a little too tough with Becky Langford, I guess, is going to be the call.
Well, you know, Jessica missed that when she was off balance, but that's not unusual for her when she drives in on that right side. She really counts on getting fouled a deal of time. But Moline, I don't think they fouled her yet going in from that right side, so they're just giving her the shot, and she's fading away. It's a tough one to make.
I'm sure Jess would tell you they haven't been called for a foul yet.
There you go.
That ball tipped away by Sharon, now stolen in the backcourt by Haley Kelso. Excuse me. Streaks with a couple turnovers now early, and Sammy's looking, gets it to Chloe, now to Casey, now back to Sammy. She's on the near side wing. She's being hounded by Emily Knight, and the travel called by Sammy as she tried to drive around her.
Silver Streaks 8-0 so far here in the third quarter to hold on to that 2-point 30-28 lead after trailing by 6 at the half.
Now the ball comes out into the stands, almost all the way out to us in our broadcast position. De Los Reyes to inbound for the Maroons. She looks for Emily Knight, still looking for Emily Knight, and she's going to be really taken on by Sharon Diggins. She may want to get this ball up because Sharon, a near over and back, and this ball's kicked to De Los Reyes. She's going to dribble in on the left side, puts up the little jumper, and nice little hit for her. She's got 12 in the game.
De Los Reyes, a nice player, really plays within herself.
That ball up, and that one's good by Chloe. Good job by the Streaks in transition to go right back down the floor. 32-30 now. 5:30 left to go here in the opening stanza of the second half. And we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Steve Ford. He knew his team was in trouble there.
And I think we're still looking at a 30.
Yep.
You have to have a full timeout in this one. So, again, want to thank the folks at Galesburg Nissan. The transportation up to Wharton Fieldhouse tonight, and we're styling tonight, Eric.
Oh, it's a nice car. Leather seats, climate controlled, and just about all the fixes. You even had the backup camera used in the parking lot there.
Yeah, it's just a cool car. I mean, the Maxima's got the strength and all the sport feel that you would like. It's a black one, of course, with the black leather interior, and it's just a lot of fun to drive. It'd make you feel 10 or 20 years younger than you are when you get the wheel of that baby. So,
then I wouldn't be allowed to drive it.
Stop by and ask them about the certified pre-owned vehicles, including the 2010 Nissan Maxima at Galesburg Nissan in front of the Sandberg Mall in Galesburg.
Middle of the floor to De Los Reyes. She's got a 12-footer, and that one's up and good. The Streaks have got to cut off the middle of the floor in the weak side block. Streaks back the other way. Jessica Lieber all the way up, and that one's no good. De Los Reyes comes down with the rebound. That ball goes off of De Los Reyes. It's a good job by Danny Teal to knock that one free and off of De Los Reyes.
So we'll get it back here. Game quickly tied now as Moline continuing to punish us inside the lane.
Yeah, and De Los Reyes just doing a good job with that short to medium range jumpers. Reyes Sibley with the basketball gets to Jessica Lieber. Jessica now with hand four iron, three up, and that one's short off the front of the rim, and rebound comes down. Bozakovic had a bounce off her hands, and now it's tied up on the floor. Sabrina Clay, a good job to recover. Basketball will go with still no indication. I guess they believe that we can all see the signal. The ball's going to go to Moline, and De Los Reyes will get the rebound.
Moline coach Steve Ford was not very happy when his team let Jessica Lieber be open for that last three. He knows that's the dagger, and fortunately for Moline, Jessica was off target on that one.
Well, a ball away from, or a foul away from the ball. The ball had not been inbounded, and Sharon's going to get called for a hold. Now, steal attempt by Jessica Lieber. Good job, and it's going to go off of Gerard, and the Streaks are going to get the basketball back. Coach Ford demonstrating how he wants Gerard to catch the basketball. Butt down, hands out, make yourself big, and that's what he's trying to tell his senior. Ball inbounded to Danny Teal. Rainey Sibley with the basketball, top the key. She's got De Los Reyes all over. Rainey can run right by De Los Reyes. She's better be careful. Jessica Lieber with the basketball, now to Sabrina Clay. Danny Teal looking with Gerard on her. Now Jessica Lieber. This time she's got De Los Reyes on her. She dribbles out, gives it to Sharon. Streaks have nothing going on inside, just playing shell game right now. Jessica with the basketball. Screen comes from Sabrina Clay, and we're going to get a foul call against Sabrina Clay. It's not a good screen set right there, and that's going to be a third on Sabrina.
Yeah, Sabrina knew it too. She just started heading the other way with that one, and she'll sit down as the next line change comes in.
Well, part of that goes to communication. Jessica's got to see that screen coming. If she sees the screen coming, she can't take off like that because it puts Sabrina in a bad situation. She's got to let that screen get set and then allow it to go. Or if Sabrina sees the play coming, she's got to just stop and let Jessica run the defender into her. Ball rotated around now. Emily Knight still in the lane at De Los Reyes. Coach Massey trying to get the official's attention. No good. That ball passed and goes off the rim. Allison Manjuri comes up with a steal.
And Casey Williams, I think, led to that as she got her hand on that ball and knocked it away. Casey's been tough on defense tonight.
Hannah Ford's going to get called with a bumping foul. Another bad foul by the bigs for Moline as she bumped Casey way out by the M for Moline in the middle of the floor. Allison Manjuri to inbound the ball. She's been quiet. No shots
in
the game.
She has been quiet.
She took, 12 shots last game. We haven't even seen her put one up in this one. Casey Williams with the basketball. She gets it to Lexi. The freshman hasn't shot it either. Jessica going in the lane. She's got the left dribble. Switches over to the right. Puts it up. No good. And this one's going to come down to De Los Reyes. She skipped her foot, but no call for travel. Now we're going to get a foul called
This one, Jessica, I think.
Is, yeah, probably going to go against Jessica. If so, that's going to be the second on Jessica. We're still waiting for this indication, and it is indeed against Jessica. That's four fouls now on the streaks. Jessica comes out. Haley Kelso, Sharon Diggins, Hannah Smith, Danny Teal, and Sabrina Clay into the game. Sabrina Clay playing center field now for the streaks. We haven't seen anybody back on the deep safety position yet, and now she's going to. Back the other way, here comes Bozakovic. She's going to go all the way in, runs into Sabrina Clay, and Sabrina's going to get called for the foul. And that's a tough foul right there because Sabrina was straight up and down, and Bozakovic just ran into her and then tried to put the shot up. That should be on the ground, but we're going to get two shots.
Yeah, Sabrina took the brunt of it, and I guess just because she
was there.
Just a little bit, yeah. I mean, she wasn't doing the whole statue with her arm straight up, and she wasn't moving a whole lot either. That is a tough call, and the first free throw goes out. Sabrina, in a rare one-for-one substitution, will come out as Casey Williams comes in, but I guess with those four fouls, she's got to sit for a while.
Well, and that's unfortunate. That I can tell from experience being a post player, that's the toughest foul to take when you are just holding your position.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the officials have unrealistic expectations that you should look a certain way when you do it.
Sure.
That second one goes in, and it's 33-32 Moline now with 3:18 left to go.
Well, you're the one that gets the bruise.
Yeah. Kelso's three up, and that one rims off. Danny Teal fighting for it, but she's not going to be able to come down with the rebound. Kelso 0 of 3 from the floor now. And Casey Williams will take over a deep safety for the streaks pressed. Good job by Sharon. She knocks that one away. It's the inbound attempt from Dallas Reyes, trying to get it to Emily Knight. Quick hands, though, from Sharon Diggins.
Scored 8 points in the first, basically, minute of this quarter. And since then, only 1 2-pointer in the last 4 minutes.
Bozakovic runs the one-on-three. She drops it off to Hannah Ford. Hannah Ford finally finds the bottom of the net. As she puts that one up and in, she's 1 of 3 from the field now. Streaks trail 35-32. What Moline did right there, Jim, is they just kind of got that open run. Three up, and that one's off the side of the backboard for Sharon.
Yeah, it's been a case of Moline. I think they've really run their offense very well tonight, with the exception of when they're turning it over. They've got 6 turnovers in this quarter, but they're 3 of 3 from the field. So when they get the ball into where it needs to be, they're cashing in, and that's a problem for us. We've got to keep them out of the paint, at least to some degree, or we may not come out of here with a win.
Well, the Streaks have to start doing better angles on their defense, and now we're going to get a travel call in Girard, which I'm kind of surprised by that call, as it didn't look like she shuffled the feet, but she'll get called for it. So you're right. If they can get a shot up, it's been successful. There, another opportunity where they didn't. Streaks with the basketball. Casey Williams now to Chloe. Chloe topped the key with Gerard on her. Count started. She gets over to Jessica Lever. Jess looking to spin inside. She gets inside, flips it up, and that one's short. The rebound comes out to Hannah Ford. She loses control of it, and now we're going to get a jump ball, and this is going to go back to the Silver Streaks.
Well, you know, Jessica continues to penetrate, but she's just throwing the ball up there. And, I mean, sometimes it goes in for her, but Moline, again, I think there's a conscious effort there not to foul her. Coach Steve Ford has made that apparent. He doesn't want to see Jessica towing the line half the night because she'd kill him there.
And that ball knocked away from Sharon. Now a turnover by Hannah Ford after she traveled, no call, and the Streaks get it right back. That ball up, no good from Sharon. She gets her own rebound, puts that one up and in. So interestingly enough, the Streaks were able to benefit off the initial missed call.
We had hit just 1 of 10 before finally getting that put back there by Sharon to get within a point again.
35-34, minute 49 left to go here in the third quarter. Ball kicked over to Ford. She looks middle floor, De Los Reyes, where else? Now she goes baseline, Gerard, back to De Los Reyes. Streaks trying to get a steal. Emily Knight dribbles in, gives it to Bozakovic. She doesn't want to shoot it from out there. She dribbles in, lays it off to De Los Reyes. That shot up, and unfortunately for the Streaks, the ball got pulled down by Jessica Lieber, blocking the shot of De Los Reyes, and then Rainey, in an attempt to, I don't know, just get the ball out, just threw the ball out of bounds, slapped the ball out of bounds, I guess, technically.
You watch Moline's offense, and they don't throw a lot of long inlet passes. They just gradually, you know, force their way in and then collapse the defense in the lane and eventually get a shot close to the basket if they don't turn it over first.
Emily Knight trapped up. Now she's going to throw the ball away. Oh, Danny Teal's going to get called for a foul. The interior pass trying to go to De Los Reyes. I thought Danny did everything right. She used the offhand to tip it away, and they're going to say she made contact, I suppose, with the body of De Los Reyes. So that's going to be her second foul, team's sixth foul, and if you're counting at home, Moline has one team foul here in the second half. Emily Knight looks to inbound. She goes far side, and now foul stolen away by Allison Manjuri after Bozakovic throws it away, and Allison finishes it off.
Great job
with her
by
first
Allison.
2 points.
All the way around, you can see her coming, anticipating that pass, tipped it across the court, then came all the way back down and finished well. Heck of a play by Allison Manjuri.
That's the smoothest looking play that Silver Streaks have had all game. Bozakovic with the ball goes inside Delos Reyes. She's at the free throw line, now kicks it out to Ford. Now Gerard, another three, this one up, and that one's long. Ball goes out of bounds as Ford tried to save it, was not able to. Gerard now just two of five from 3-point land. 2 of 4. Take that back. I thought she had three misses.
Well, hopefully we'll look back and say that play by Allison Manjuri was the one that put us on top for good. But it's just 36-35.
Yeah, so. 48 seconds left to go. 36-35. Streaks generally don't hold for one, and that's going to stay true here as they go right into their offense. Chloe Anderson, now to Danny, now to Jessica. 39 seconds. Streaks looking inside. Now it's going to rotate it around. Sharon goes high post to Danny Teal. She's going to drive in. She flips it up, and she's going to get fouled with 32.2 left. This foul going against Gerard. That's her second and the team's second of the half.
So we've got a long way to go to get into the bonus on free throws. But we've got two free throws coming for Danny, who is aggressive taking it to the basket. I don't think Danny knows how another way to play. She's just very aggressive. She makes the most of her thin size.
Danny's first shot up and good. Her first free throw of the game. She's a 55% free throw shooter. Pushes the Streaks' advantage to 2.
Well, she's one of the most active ones that I've seen. I mean, if she's off the ball, she's always moving, always setting a pick, and doing it in a hurry.
That ball comes down, and Sharon had come down with the rebound and then lost it, and then it went out of bounds off of, I believe, Emily Knight from our vantage point, it looked to be. So the Streaks, a 2-point lead, their biggest lead since 5-2. That ball inbounded from Lever to Kelso. Now back to Lever. Three's up and good!
Took her a while to let that one fly. I thought it might get blocked, but she got it just over the fingertips and plenty of arch and nothing but net.
Jessica Lever, 4 threes on the game now for 12 points, or 14 points with the 2 free throws. And that ball quickly back the other way. Gerard's going to get 2, and Streak's lead is cut down to 40-37. 6-5-4. Jessica into the lane, puts a shot up. No call. Ball goes to the floor. Now the Streaks are going to retain possession with 1.8 left to go. As that ball went off the hands of Gerard, Jessica keeps going to the well, and still no fouls being called inside when she tries to drive in there.
1.8 seconds. We'll see if we get a shot off.
Ball thrown to Haley Kelso. One dribble inside the three. Up and tried to bank it off, but no good as the Streaks are going to go to the fourth with the lead. 40-37, Silver Streaks. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Just finished your book? Now you need to call your daughter to take you to the library. Ran out of a few necessities? Well, maybe your son can take you to the store after he gets off work. Your buddy invited you and some of your guys over to watch the game. Now let's see, who haven't you bugged for a ride lately?
When you call Handy Van, we'll take you anywhere within the Galesburg city limits and you won't be bugging us at all. If a temporary or permanent disability prevents you from using the city bus or operating a vehicle, allow us to take you. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Tonight, occasional showers and a chance of thunderstorms until early morning, then showers likely late in the night, patchy fog throughout the night, and not as cool with a low of 41. Tomorrow, cloudy and not as cool, high of 58. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 45. Currently, it is 36. At Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Take charge of your wallet and your future with advice from Clark Howard. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Ball inbounded. Now Moline with the basketball. Gerard, we're in the final quarter of play. Gerard's three up, and that one's good.
She's been tough.
Tough is an understatement. She keeps raining threes. That's her third three-pointer of the game. 17 points on the game for Morgan Gerard. Streaks with the ball now.
Played a good floor game. She's tough inside and out.
40-40. That ball goes inside. Chloe puts a shot up, and she's going to be fouled.
Haven't seen a whole lot of free throws in this game, but you get the feeling we'll see quite a few down the stretch here as the fouls starting to pile up, and everybody gets a little more aggressive when the game's on the line in the fourth quarter.
Chloe's going to the free throw line. She's been there once before. She missed her only attempt earlier in the game, and she struggled from the free throw line on the season, just a 55% free throw shooter, and the first one up, and that one's missed. So an interesting fact at the UT game, UT Quincy, UT up 21-15, right around halftime they had a rain delay as the roof was leaking.
Don't get a lot of those in basketball.
That is true. That's
another missed free throw, but we'll keep it here.
So Chloe 0 for 3 from the line, does have 4 points as she's hit a couple inside.
Rain delay.
Jessica Lieber inbounds to Chloe Anderson. Chloe reverses it around to Rainey. Rainey looking. Now she's going to get it to Sharon. Sharon dribbles to the middle of the lane. She's going to get it knocked away. But Gerard's going to get called for her third foul as she kind of handcuffed Sharon while she was going in there. And that's her third, team's fourth. So after having one for the whole or most of the third quarter, they have now accumulated 3 in just a short period of time. And Jess is going to put it in to avoid the 5 call. And ironically enough, she throws it to number 5, Rainey Sibley. Ball loose in the backcourt. Hannah Ford and Rainey Sibley. Rainey finally picks it up. And now she's tied up. And we're going to get a foul called on Emily Knight as the Streaks are going to force the 5th foul. That's a 2nd on Emily Knight.
Yeah, they got 20 turnovers now for Moline. They had 8 in that third quarter. Silver Streaks have 14 of their own at this point.
7:17 left to go. 40-40 game. This is not where Coach Massey wanted to be at this point. He didn't want to have the home crowd be a factor in this one, and they definitely will be down the stretch here. Danny Teal with the basketball, top of the key. Gets it to Jessica. Jessica with Gerard. Now Emily Knight on her. Now she's going to go at Delos Reyes. Kicks the ball out to Elsa Mangieri. Elsa gets it back to Jessica. Top of the key. Now Sabrina Clay. Sabrina looking, gets it to Danny. Now to Jessica, far side. She's going to dribble the far side baseline, puts it up, absorbs the contact, and Ashley Lewis is going to get called for the foul, putting Jessica to the line, and Coach Ford not happy.
Well, everything Jessica has gotten points-wise tonight has all been from the perimeter. Not for lack of trying. She's going in there time and again, but just has not been able to get anything to finish. And it's not like she's wide open. Moline's got a body there. Somebody giving her problems all the time. This time she finally gets a foul and gets a couple of free throws.
Well, she's going to go to the line now. First one up and good is Jessica, the leading free throw shooter for the Streaks at 75%. And we've seen her be a little streaky at times, but usually to the positive. Jessica's second one up and that one rims out. And Gerard comes out with the rebound. That one's flipped up to Hannah Ford. Now to Emily Knight. Near side basket. Puts it up. And that one's good.
Moline will not go away on their home court. In fact, they're back up by a point. 42-41.
This three up by Elsa Mangieri. This one's going to rim off. And rebound comes down to Gerard. She gets her 6th rebound of the game. Emily Knight having problems in the backcourt. And finally, with the basketball is Hannah Ford, and she gets away to Ashley Lewis, shot up, and that one's short. Ashley Lewis gets a rebound. I think she was out of bounds and never reestablished herself, but no call. Now the Streaks are going to get a steal by Sabrina Clay.
Streaks were fortunate that time because the first opportunity was wide open, and she just missed it.
Jessica with the basketball, looks at 3, now past Hannah Ford. Now she's going to go inside to Emily Knight. Gets called for a travel while she was dribbling. Gerard trying to get the crowd into it, waving her hands in the air. 6:04 left to go, 42-41. Streaks trail by just a point.
Week of basketball every night on WGIL continues tomorrow night. Streaks boys at home. They'll host the East Moline Panthers. First meeting between those two this year.
That ball thrown ahead now, stolen by Chloe Anderson. Coach Knight, or Coach Ford, excuse me, acting like Coach Knight. Stomping around, jumping up and down. That 3 up and short by Sharon. And now we're going to get a foul called against Haley Kelso as she was trying to be a little aggressive, trying to go for that rebound. And it was picked up by Delos Reyes, and she's going to go to the free throw line now.
Did that shot of Sharon's get blocked, or that was really short?
It looked like it must have because I couldn't tell from our angle, but it was incredibly short. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was Dallas Reyes going to the line. It's going to be actually Bozakovich. So that actually works out well for the Streaks. Is Bozakovich just 3 of 7 from the stripe? First one up, and that one's good. 43-41. Streaks trail by a deuce now.
Bozakovic, a left-hander. At least on that one. Looked to have great free throw form. Very confident. Nice delivery.
That one up, and that one's good. So all of a sudden, she can hit free throws. 5 points now for Bozakovic. She had 7 in the first meeting. 44-41. Streaks trail by 3. 5:46 left to go in the fourth. It's Casey Williams dribbling against Gerard. She's going to go all the way in. Drops it in. Nice pass to Chloe. Chloe misses the layup. Rebound comes down to De Los Reyes, her ninth of the game. Ball thrown ahead. De Los Reyes gets it back. Now breaks the defense and goes right in over the top of Casey. No good. And Bozakovic came down with the rebound, but stolen away by Haley Kelso. Three up for Casey Williams. That one's long, and De Los Reyes gets her 10th rebound. And now we're going to get another foul against the Streaks, and this is going to send De Los Reyes to the line.
Well, really, one of the things that continues to plague the Streaks is, as we talked about at the outset, the inability of anybody to shoot from the perimeter outside of Jessica and Sharon has had a couple tonight. I think Allison got one, but we just, for as much shooting as the girls do in the off season, you constantly hear about the thousands of shots. It sure just isn't manufacturing in many made shots, or at least at this point of the season for the Streaks.
Well, the unfortunate thing is they're not taking any mid-range jumpers either. 44-41, three up from Jessica. That one rims off. Good rebound by Sabrina Clay. And if this foul goes against Morgan Girard, that's going to be her fourth. It looks like it's going against De Los Reyes, though, and that's going to be her second. It is.
Through the first 3 minutes of this fourth quarter, the Streaks have just 1 point. That's a free throw from Jessica Lieber. We're 0 of 5 from the field. Sabrina Clay with her four fouls will toe the line here and see if she can change the scoreboard, and she does.
44-42. Sabrina Clay, a 61% free throw shooter on the season. She is 20 of 32 now. Second one up, and that one's long, and De Los Reyes comes down with her 11th rebound. Now here comes Moline back the other way. They're going to get it back to De Los Reyes. She tries to cut the defense. She kicks it over to Lewis. Now De Los Reyes finally gets out of the lane. Knight, now Bozakovic. Trying to work it around. De Los Reyes has it up top. She's going to go inside. A little teardrop, no good. Jessica came down with the rebound, and she got it knocked away by Girard, but it went out of bounds to the Streaks.
Well, Morgan Girard, the 5'8 senior, probably the player of the game so far for Moline tonight. Not to take anything away from De Los Reyes, because she's been a ton as well.
Yeah, the two of them have really hurt the Streaks. The other thing hurting the Streaks is the lack of anybody scoring outside Jessica. Three up, and that one is off. Rebound comes down to Sabrina Clay. So Sabrina doing a good job on the inside, keeping possessions alive for the Streaks. Jessica looked for another one, but quickly Girard closed out on her. Sabrina with the basketball now gets it to Danny. Now back to Jessica Lieber. Sharon looks to dribble. She takes it inside. Ball knocked away, and it's going to go against Bozakovic, and a touch foul called against Sharon Diggins. That'll be her second of the game.
And it was Girard again. We've talked about her a lot on the offensive end, but she was the one that poked that ball away and forced the turnover, and resulting in the Moline free throws coming this way. It'll be Bozakovic at the line again. The last time, the 5 foot 3 inch junior hit nothing but net two times in a row.
She's been streaky. She missed her first three, then hit two, then missed one. Now she's made four in a row.
She is dialed in right now, and Moline up three with 4:08 to go.
45-42, 4:08 left to go. Bozakovic's second free throw up, and that one's good. She's definitely feeling it now. 7 points in the game for her. 46-42, Streaks trail by four. Official instructs Casey she can run the baseline if she wants. She won't, though, because Jessica's wide open in front of her. Emily Knight's going to shadow Jess. They're trying to get Jess to work into a trap every time, and Jess splits everybody, goes all the way to the far side of the floor, gets it knocked away by Bozakovic. Chloe picks the ball up, and we're going to get a hold against, I'm guessing, against Hannah Ford? Nope, it's going to go against Emily Knight. That's her third.
Well, in the bonus, now it's time to start hitting some free throws to stay in this. Down 4 points, 3:57 to go at 46-42, and it'll be Chloe Anderson with a...
Unfortunately, the one of the streaks that you don't really want at the line, Chloe's really struggled, as I said, from the line this year. 55% she makes that one, so she's 1 of 4 now in the game and cuts it to a 3-point advantage.
That's the best announcer's trick. If you want your player to make it, tell him about how bad her stats are. And if you want him to miss
you talk about
glorify him. Yep. Yeah.
So Chloe now. She'll toe the line for the second one. This one up. And that one's going to be good as well.
Out of way, Chloe. Big 2 points. Keeps us within two here.
Running the baseline is Dale Trace. She's looking for somebody to go to. She's going to go over the top. Flips it up to Ashley Lewis. Ashley throws it. Jess knocks it away. Now Jess unfortunately saves it in bounce under the basket to Morgan Girard. Moline works it around. Ashley Lewis saves the ball and bounce to De Los Reyes. Now they're going to call a timeout. Good timeout here by Coach Ford. Well, Coach Ford said, I didn't call a timeout, and they're going to give a – they're going to say no timeout now.
Okay, the official just thought he'd heard Steve say it, and Steve said, no, I didn't. And now the official notified
now this is this
the Galesburg bench.
This is always tough for somebody like Coach Massey because – your defense was doing a good job in pursuit, and now you've the official has essentially bailed them out by a mistaken whistle, and he waited so long that the team got to the bench, so Coach Massey was already instructing his team what he wanted.
Yeah, and he's not very happy. He just got him sat down, was starting to talk, and was surprised to see all the kids pulled away and went over and let the official. He wasn't happy at all with the way that happened.
Well, the ball worked around. Bosakovich is going to try to flip it over. Nice job by Casey Williams. She's going to steal the ball away. She pushes it with the right hand, and now Girard comes behind her, and she knocks it away, and Emily Knight comes up with it. That's where somebody's got to be coming from behind. Oh, yep, now they're going to say Emily Knight stepped on the end line.
So, six turnovers by Moline, fourth quarter, 25 for the game, and we'll take them all.
46-44. Streaks have a chance to tie or get the lead. Jessica Lear with the basketball. Talking to her is Emily Knight. Emily's been the best, one of the best defenders for this Moline team for the last few seasons. And the ball knocked away a few times. Coach Ford wanted it over and back. Jess all the way in, finger roll up and good, and the foul.
That time Jessica finally had a good angle at the basket. Many times she'd come in from the front. This time she had that straight angle off the wing and good spin off the backboard. Maybe a three-point play that could give us the lead.
46-46 now. Streaks trying to take the advantage. Jessica has bent the line just once and split them. First one up, and this one's going to be short. Sharon up, and Sharon comes out with the rebound. Sharon trying to get free, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound, Danny Teal, that shot up, and good. Good job by Danny Teal, working strong inside, and she was able to come up with the basketball. De Los Reyes running the baseline. The tempo is picking up here. 48-46, Streaks. Lead by two, and Sharon's going to get called for a foul, and we're going to go marching back down the other way as Sharon picks up. Ooh, I gave that to Jessica. Sharon's going to pick up her third. Unfortunate call right there for the Streaks, as the Streaks had some momentum going their way.
You got to give Moline a lot of credit. They've, for a team with a 7-15 record, but again, that's a little deceiving, as the coaches both said. They've played a real tough schedule with a lot of young players here, and that's starting to pay off in the way they're competing in this one here tonight against the visiting Silver Streaks. And Moline gets within one as De Los Santos hits the first free throw.
De Los Reyes, 48-47. And I did think for a second.
Baseball player.
48-48 now, and we're tied up once again. First tie since it was 40-all. Streaks back the other way. Casey to Danny. Now to Jessica. Jessica has Emily on her again. Emily Knight shaken free by Jessica. Jessica shot up and no good. De Los Reyes, 12 rebounds now in the game. Bozakovic, and we're going to get a timeout called by Steve Ford. He does want it this time.
I expected Evan Massey to look down there and say, okay, is this one for real this time? But
it's going to be a full timeout. And we'll be back after this, as we'll take one as well. You're listening to Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing.
I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Well, Game reset for you. 2:38 left to go in this one. Streaks and Moline, 48 all. The Streaks finally coming to life a little bit here in the recent going. We've seen them be very streaky in this game. They've gone on a couple runs, including one coming out of the half, and then they've also gone on some lulls. And right now, the Streaks trying to get this lead back in the crucial time. Moline with the basketball up top. Emily Knight looks at the defense. Now she's just going to dribble it out a little bit. Gives it over to Bozakovic. She gives it back to Knight. They're trying to stretch the Streaks out right now, so the Streaks would be smart to stay back. Emily Knight now over to Bozakovic. They get in to De Los Reyes. De Los Reyes back. They work it around the top again. Bozakovic dribbles in. She kicks out to Morgan Girard. Up top, Emily Knight as Malink continues to work the basketball. Ashley Lewis finally gets to put her fingerprints on it.
Kind of interesting. They're going to work a lot of clock here if they can. They're just looking for that that inside pass that can get them where they've been effective all night in the lane.
That ball went in the lane. De Los Reyes kicked it out. Now gets it right back. Shot up and no good. Jessica Lieber tries to get the rebound and save it in bounce, but she can't save it in bounce. And now we're going to
got a technical
get
foul.
A technical.
This is not good because I think it's on the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, it is, judging by the reaction by the fans.
It's and not the bench. Somebody said
it's going to be against Jessica.
Wow. Inopportune time for that with the game tied with 1:42 to play.
I think Jessica a little frustrated with the amount of contact inside. Nope, they're saying she threw an arm, so that's going to be a third foul on Jessica. First shot up, luckily for the Streaks, the miss by De Los Reyes on the technical. Second one. Possession will remain with Moline. Second one up, and that one's good.
So the technical cost us 1 point, basically. They were going to have the ball anyway.
So, Jessica got that rebound. De Los Reyes missed the shot. And now we're going to get a foul called on Sharon, and she tried to steal the inbounds pass, and Emily Knight's going to go to the free throw line for her first trip.
Last 1:41 will take quite a while at this pace. But whatever it takes to get the Streaks a win, but right now it's looking a little shaky up here at Wharton Fieldhouse with the Maroons holding the one-point lead and a couple of free throws coming.
Knight 21 of 33 from the stripe on the line. Make it 21 of 34. She misses the first one. Good thing for the Streaks. Even if she hits this one, the Streaks are going to be within just two.
Fairly light crowd here in Moline tonight. I mean, it's not super light, but not what they had in their years where these girls were 22 and one.
She misses them both. And now the rebound to Danny Teal. Streaks come back the other way. Streaks work it from right to left. Jessica comes through, and she's tripped up by Emily Knight. And Coach Ford not happy about that one. That's going to be the fourth foul on Knight, and that's going to send Jessica to the free throw stripe.
Yep.
Actually, that's the fourth one on Knight.
Knight looked away just... It's one of those that she, I don't know if she really stuck her foot out that much, but it just happened to be in the way of Jessica that time and had to call the foul.
That one rings around and out, and Jessica showing a little bit of frustration. She looks over towards the bench. Into the game is Chloe and Rainey. Out of the game is Danny and Haley Kelso. Second shot up, and that one misses long. Rebound comes down to Girard. She's got seven now in the game. De Los Reyes works the basketball. She's going to get up to Bozakovic. Bozakovic is going to be hounded, but she gets the ball flipped over to Emily Knight. That ball almost stolen by Rainey Sibley, excuse me. Ball inside to De Los Reyes. Shot up, and that one's long. Bounce around, and Jessica Lieber down with the rebound. She brings it back the other way. She's going to go all the way in, hits the floor, puts it up, and good! The Little Just Express with another two, a tough one, and from inside, Streaks regain the lead, 50-49, under a minute now to play.
It wasn't the prettiest one to watch, but it's pretty on the scoreboard as it gave the Streaks the lead.
De Los Reyes, 16-footer. That one, air ball, and on the baseline, and it's going to go back to the Streaks. I would imagine somebody had tipped it, but no call. Now we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Ford. Looking to see, is it a full or a 30? The official's still looking as well. 51.5, Streaks trail are up 50-49.
It's a full timeout.
We're going to take one as well. You're listening to Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you. and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlux has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
When winter weather hits, count on the WGIL Morning News to bring you the latest in school cancellations, keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Back to Wharton Fieldhouse in Moline, Illinois. Streets are up in this one 50-49 with the basketball. 51.5 left to go in this game. Streets are going to try to pull off a road victory here in the Western Big Six. And now Casey Williams calls a timeout. And she couldn't find anybody to get the basketball to. So we're going to come back down the other way. As usual, Coach Massey taking the 30-second timeout. Oh, no, he wants a full this time. That's kind of surprising. But we'll keep this one here. 51.5, Streaks up by just a point in this one. A very back-and-forth affair, Jim.
It is, and we've got the hammer right now with the lead and with the ball. But as we've seen in these games, so much can happen. A lot of changes of possessions and fouls, so 51 seconds can leave room for a lot of things. But I thought that Coach Massey did a nice thing here in taking the longer timeout because he saw the press that Moline dropped on him. I think we're a little surprised at the amount of pressure that the Maroons were coming up with there on the ball, and so he wants to make sure everybody knows their assignments in this press break and what they need to do. Obviously, I would guess Moline won't wait too long if we get the ball inbound and across the timeline to go ahead and commit a foul. We've not shot free throws very well tonight, and so I don't think the Maroons will hesitate to put us on the line.
Well, it'll be interesting to see who the Streaks come out with. Chloe is indeed in the lineup. Casey Williams, Haley Kelso, Jessica Lieber on the floor, Sharon Diggins. Jess is going to inbound this time, so this is kind of a surprising move, putting your best free throw shooter, but I guess Coach Massey's anticipating they won't foul right away. This ball comes into Haley Kelso, and she gets pushed out of bounds, so they do foul right away. And this foul is going to go against, I think that's Ashley Lewis. I haven't seen her number yet. Ashley Lewis, that's her second of the game.
Yeah, she just got bowled over there the second she touched the ball. I don't know that that was really intentional. I think the player was going for the steal.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Lost her balance and came forward. And so hopefully, if this Kelso can hit a free throw or two, it'll work out in our favor.
Well, it's double bonus, so she's going to get two attempts at this. Haley, not a veteran at the line so far in the season. She's just 2 of 5 and make it 2 of 6 as she misses the first one. She can hit this one at least. It'll put the Streaks up by 2. However, we have seen Morgan Girard hit 3 3-pointers in this game. You would have to imagine that 2 would be a good number, and there it is. So 51-49. Moline, one timeout left. Coach Massey has 2 or 3. Streaks fall back into a half court set. They're going to play their 2-3 matchup zone. They're going to, and Sherelle with the steal. She's going to go all the way with the right hand up and make it a 4-point lead for the Streaks.
Great anticipation and a bit of lack of attention on the part of the Moline guards there.
Well, they thought that the Streaks were going to be all the way back, and Sharon came all the way up and got the steal. Girard shot up and blocked by Casey, and she's going to come down with the rebound.
Fourth block of the game for Casey Williams, maybe the biggest right there.
And now the Streaks are going to be fouled, and we're going to get a and Girard wanted a foul down at the near end. She better be careful because the officials have already called one foul or one technical in this game. And this foul is going to go against De Los Reyes. That's going to be her third. And it's going to send Jessica Lieber to the line, just about the only person that the Streaks really want to see, even though she's 1 of 4 in the game. Jess's first free throw up, and she's got it.
So far, the Streaks playing well here in the last minute. A bucket by Lieber. Then free throws and a steal by Diggins.
This one up and good as well.
And a basket, and now 2 free throws from Lieber. The Streaks up by 6.
20-19-18. Streaks up by 6, 55-49. Ball comes inside, and Jessica with the steal. She's going to bring it back the other way. Kicks it up to Rainey. Rainey gets bowled over and counts the basket.
Put it in the bank. Silver Streaks are going to win their 14th game tonight with 9.8 left. They're up by 8. Rainey will go to the line with another free throw, and the Streaks have played well in the final minute.
That's what you need to do. You need to be able to close ball games, and that's exactly what you're seeing from the Streaks right here. 7 unanswered points, and Morgan Girard comes out of the game, into the game. Number 13, Lily Eastman, the freshman we haven't even seen in the game, that Girard fouls out. She had herself a good night, but just did not finish well. And Rainey hits the free throw.
So Moline, one more possession, and that should do it.
De Los Reyes, three up, and that one's off, and rebound comes down, up, and that one misses. Emily Knight misses, and Bozakovic, a great job by the Streets down the stretch. And they come out of here with a victory, 58-49. We'll be back with the postgame show after this. You're listening to Streets Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Hey, Jim, how's it going this morning?
Not good. I can't get this digital recorder to play back. Grrr, sports!
Hey, here, put this on.
The WGIL button.
Yeah, you're not yourself without the button. Better?
Better.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up your WGIL button at Liberty Tax Service on North Henderson or at Carmark Tire and Auto in the Sandberg Mall. All in Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
Life is busy and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. I'm Mark Craddy. I'll take time to find affordable home and auto insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call us or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
It's a fantastic time to create your dream kitchen now during Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale. Choose from a huge selection of cabinetry by Schrock, Medallion, and Woodbridge cabinetry on sale. Plus, get a free sink-based cabinet with qualifying purchase. You'll also find great deals on custom craft countertops, sinks, and faucets. Plus, all major kitchen appliances are 10% off Menards everyday low prices. Don't miss Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Deluxe Tax Service, a registered e-file location at 929 North Henderson Street, collecting non-perishable items for our local food pantry during tax season. Tonight, occasional showers and a chance of thunderstorms until early morning, then showers likely late in the night, patchy fog throughout the night, and not as cool with a low of 41. Tomorrow, cloudy and not as cool, high of 58. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 45. Currently, it is 36. At Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Well, it is a happy finish for the Galesburg girls here at Wharton Fieldhouse, where it was a very tight game throughout. You thought that this game was probably going to go down to the last possession and something crazy might happen, but the crazy thing was that the Silver Streaks won it handily down the stretch. It all started with a layup, well, very contested one, but Jessica Lieber giving the Silver Streaks the lead. Then Haley Kelso hits free throws, the big play, the steal by Sharon Diggins in the layup. Then we got some breathing room, and Jessica Lieber hit a couple of more free throws, and we even got free throw at the end and a basket from Rainey Sibley, and the Silver Streaks had themselves a 9-point victory, 58-49. As we check the final team numbers, final statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it, and we were loving the way this thing ended up with the Silver Streaks finally getting up at least into the 30 percentile range, 32% for the field. They were 21 of 65, went 5 of 14 in that fourth quarter. Meanwhile, Moline, after shooting pretty well the entire game, in fact, they were almost 50% from the field after three quarters, but in the fourth, they went just 2 of 11, and they hit their first two shots, and they missed their last, nine shots for the field as they went cold at crunch time. The Silver Streaks able to take the win. Moline also plagued by turnovers, 8 in the fourth quarter and 16 for the half, 27 for the game. Gelsberg had 17 turnovers on the night. So, Eric, they say the big possum walks late is what Harry Carey always used to say. And we were the big possum tonight because when it came time to win a ball game, the Silver Streaks got it done and got contributions from a number of different players, which was nice in that final minute to make things happen.
Yeah, and, you know, the big thing, I think, in part for the Streaks was just to come away with a big W here because, you know, we've seen this team progress in different ways. Sometimes the Streaks not where you exactly want them to be, but at the same time, they were still coming away with wins. What you hadn't seen was them come down the stretch and win a game and take a game. They took this game.
On the road.
They took this game on the road because they were not playing well. They weren't in the lead here, and they were able to come out, get the W, and come away with what I would consider just a wonderful win in your resume because you're coming on the road to Wharton. You've battled the whole game. You had a tough time at it, and the Streaks just were not able to do what was needed until right there at the end.
Silver Streaks win it 58-49. We'll be talking with Coach Evan Massey coming up here in just a few minutes. Also, we've got the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game to designate. And, Eric, if you want to go ahead and give us those final numbers, that'd be great.
Streaks led in scoring, 22 points by Jessica Lieber. She also had 4 steals and a block, 12 points. The only other player in double figures for the Streaks was Sharon Diggins. She had 3 steals and 7 rebounds, so a good job by Sharon, including a key steal down the stretch and able to pull off the victory. Danny Teal had 7 points. 6 points for Chloe Anderson. 3 points apiece for Rainey Sibley and Sabrina Clay. Elsa Manjuri had a 2 on a nice breakaway steal. And Casey Williams also got a deuce. And Haley Kelso with the points. And we're going to be joined by Coach Massey, so I'll do the individual stats for the Streaks here in just for the Moline Maroons in just a minute. I got to pass off the headset as we are having some technical difficulties.
All right. Evan Massey set to join us now on the post game. And, Coach,
you announcers, you end up, you work so hard you sweat, and then you give me these headphones. You don't ever do that to Reynolds. I don't know what the deal
Eric
is.
Eric must be working harder than me over there. So,
yeah.
Well, you were sweating a little bit maybe as this game went along, thinking this thing might go down to the final possession. But as it turned out, you made some big plays the girls did in that final minute to take away a win here.
It was. It's one of those kind of a disjointed game in terms of how things went. That I thought, Moline played really well. Watching tape of them, you watch tape of game after game after game and stuff, and they played with much greater defensive intensity than I've seen, and they gave us trouble. And I think eventually, we asked so much of Jess that there's times where she makes bad choices, but I thought that both she and Casey offensively on the perimeter. Down the stretch, did some nice things for us. And Jess, she really, took charge offensively, and we kind of got the floor spaced a little better for her, and so it was easier for her to do some things. And then I thought Sharon, probably harder on her with different things, but I thought defensively she really a difference maker in terms of things. But there were other, Danny, a good offensive rebound and put back. Earlier in the quarter, Sabrina had a nice put back and put in there. And so, a variety of different kids stepped up.
Yeah, your seniors definitely came up crunch time. Jessica with the tough layup in on the left side to make it. And then, of course, the steal from Sharon. That was really the backbreaker for Moline, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, because, we had control but not – I think it was a 2-point game at that point. So, we're doing stuff in the half court that you don't know whether it's going to work or not work. And they had a couple decent shooters. The next thing you know, it could have been, they're up 1 in what we're doing. So it's fortunate. You'd like to believe that a close game when you've got seniors in particular, senior guards, I think, win. for you and what you're doing. And, you know, Jess, you know, good experience in terms of what she's been through and done and in a positive that way. But probably the biggest no, good shot was Rainey on the layup of both her and Jess of, you know, if you had electric shock collars, would have snapped them, you know, at half court to slow it down and stuff. But I don't know how it got in, but it did. And that, you know, virtually finished the game then.
Well, I was a little concerned because we were having to try and score so much from the perimeter, and Moline was just pounding the lane in there. It seemed like they would just kind of work it back and forth and just kind of collapse our defense in the lane until either De Los Reyes or Gerard could get something easy down there. But it seemed like we were able to prevent that much in the last few minutes.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny. Of all last year, we were good defensively. Of, you know, I mean, somebody that's a traditionalist and a man-to-man person would never say we're good defensively, but we were good defensively, and it's, you know, a lot of the same kids. The first half of the season, that was what we hung our head on, and we weren't good offensively and stuff. And now we're a little better offensively, but defensively we just we're not creating the turnovers we did, and we're giving up too much, you know, inside, and so it becomes difficult as far as in. So then today, to try to adjust to it, we did a little bit more half court. Well, then here you are, 22 points at the half and a slow game, so we tried to become more aggressive.
Well, the one thing that does stand out in my mind on this one defensively, Casey Williams had at least four block shots, a couple of them impressive in the first half, but a big one down here late in the game when we went down the stretch.
Yeah, and, you know, fortunately that, you know, those weren't foul calls and what doing. And cause,
yeah, if it was Sabrina, they'd have called them.
Yeah, with those. We got to teach Sabrina to fall down. She does it. I mean, really, I think twice she did everything you would want, but she just didn't foul down and stuff. And, you know, this was a credit to Moline. This was an uncharacteristic game for us because you look in the conference, you know, we're getting to the foul line about 30 times a game. And in the first half, we have one foul. So that's, you know, good game planning on their part. And it wasn't until the fourth quarter, really, that we were effective getting them to get us to the foul line.
Well, and we noticed Jessica Lieber, we talked about it quite a bit during the game. She would go in from the right side, as she so often does, a little off balance, and kind of depend on getting fouled. And either she wasn't getting fouled or they weren't calling it, because time and time again, nothing happened there.
Yeah.
Ask her, she'd probably tell us.
Yeah.
So she had a little frustration there, I know, at one point, and picked up that technical. It cost us a point, but in the end, I guess, didn't hurt us too bad. So.
Right, yeah. So.
All right. Okay. A good win tonight,
Thanks.
Coach. Thanks a
lot. Thanks again.
Yep, you bet.
Early morning for you,
Mike. Yes, it will be. Thanks for letting me go. Evan Massey here on the post game. Silver Streaks win it by 9 at Wharton Fieldhouse. We'll take a timeout to come back with some final thoughts. Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Good morning, Rick. How's it going?
Bad, bad. The capacitors on this unit are shot! Hate electronics!
Here, put this on.
I'm sorry, the WGIL button?
Yeah, you're not yourself without the button. Better?
Better.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up your WGIL button at Arby's on North Henderson, at Bill's Auto Body on the corner of Grand and Farnham, or at Galesburg Nissan in front of the Sandburg Mall, all in Galesburg. Details at WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Stick with it this winter. The blue WGIL button. You could win up to $500. Details at WGIL.com.
Post game from Morton Fieldhouse, just about to wrap things up on the Silver Streaks girls, who played well in the final minutes to pull out a 58-49 win and beat Moline for the second time this season, improving to 14-6 overall and still in the conference race at 4-2. And Eric Gibson, you were telling me that Rock Island was getting a little struggle from their crosstown rivals Alleman, but had taken a 5-point lead the last time we checked, and I think you're looking at that again right now to see what.
Yeah, you know, after three quarters, actually, I'm going to give you the UT score. After three quarters, UT up 34-28 on Quincy, so they're still playing strong, and that's something that we've seen. Rocky was trailing by four, actually, in the third quarter, 68-56, so they're still undefeated. Prince Hoover and Brewer both combined with 12, and McGuire had 11 for Alleman, actually, for Rock Island, excuse me. Streaks, on the other hand, get another win, and you have to feel good about things here as they win 58-49. And, you know, you're sitting here and you say, well, they got quite the battle. Well, you expect that. When you go on the road in the Western Big Six, you expect to see these battles. Gerard finished the game with 17 points. De Los Reyes, 17 points, so they both looked good. 7 points for Bozakovich, 4 for Emily Knight, 2 apiece for Ashley Lewis and Hannah Ford. So the Streaks were able to do what it took or what was needed to come away with the victory here. And I think that has to be the thing that's looked at great, as good as anything. That Quincy score, Quincy's down by 5, 40-35, with just 4:15 left to go in that one.
Okay, good enough. We're caught up on what's going on around the conference and what happened here. All we've got left to do is award the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, which, Eric, a lot of times we'll talk about during the break, but we didn't get that done. Number of candidates here tonight that came up big down the stretch. Any thoughts on one particular play or player that you would single out?
Well, you know, you look at the last minute. That's pretty much where this game was decided. Streaks were 50-49, and this is essentially the sequence of plays. You had a foul right away to Haley Kelso. She hits one of two free throws. Streaks come back, get the ball back. Jessica Lieber gets fouled. She hits two free throws to push it up to 53, and then the Streaks get the – or actually, that's when the breakaway layup was. Streaks get up by 53. Jess is fouled 54-55. And then finally sealing the game was Rainey Sibley getting the basketball, finishing with the harm. So to me, coming down the stretch, the two big plays were the steal and 2 points by Sharon Diggins. I think that might be the biggest play because that essentially took it from what was a two-point game to then a two-possession game. And then the next time down, Justice, two free throws. So those would be my two main candidates leaning towards Sharon.
Yeah, that's the one that came first that really made us feel like we were going to walk out of here with a win. And it was a very dramatic play, too. I think it took the wind out of Moline. They were still pretty excited on their bench about their possibilities, but as soon as they threw that one away and Sharon took it all the way in for the layup, it was pretty well over. So yeah, I like the pick.
You could have almost gone with Coach Massey, too, picking the 2-3 defense, because what it did was it gave that false sense of security to Moline. And so then when they came down the floor, they weren't paying attention, and you made the call on the air at the time that they kind of just lost sight of Sharon. Sharon picks the ball off, takes it to the distance of the floor. So she did have a good night, 12 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 steals to go with a Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
All right, good call, and good game tonight. I'm 3-0 so far in this capacity. You better keep me around for a while.
Well, Coach Massey may not let you stop doing this, so hopefully you're enjoying it.
He's stuck with me. He doesn't have any choice the rest of the season. So thanks, Eric, and for Nick back in the studio, thanks for your help there. I'm Jim Lee at Wharton Fieldhouse, where the Silver Streaks girls win at 58-49. So long from Moline. We'll talk again Saturday, where the Streaks girls have a doubleheader.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.